sir?
Good morning.
And just for the record, not for the record, but just for my information, what is your name, sir?
My name is Joshua Ray Gooseman.
Okay, just hold on one moment, and that same question will be asked you again, but at this time, the next voice that you will hear will be that of the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. She will be conducting a hearing this morning, so please just hold on, sir.
Okay.
Good morning, Mr. Gooseman.
Good morning.
Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for the record?
My full name is Joshua Ray Gooseman, and my ADC number is 324-911.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant. And you were notified about this hearing on December 3rd. You signed a form that day. Do you remember signing that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, on that form is a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Would you hire an attorney today, sir, or would you represent yourself in this hearing?
I'll be representing myself.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting this hearing. We have in the room the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, whose voice you heard earlier. He's our board chairman. The Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have in the room the Honorable Mr. Westby from Department of Corrections, and he'll represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Guzman and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Guzman?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Mr. Westby.
I do.
Thank you. So Mr. Guzman, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. With phase one, to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision. And then phase two, to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, so I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I need you to respond whether it's true or false, sir. Okay, so we'll start phase one, and the allegation is that you were in violation of condition 12B, as demonstrated by your failure to report to the Black Canyon Regional Parole Office located at 801 South 16th Street in Phoenix by October 22nd, 2018, after being discharged from your approved residence. That was TLC Sunny Slope, located at 9430 North 11th Avenue in Phoenix, on October 21st, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were absconded from supervision. Mr. Guzman, is this true or false?
That is true.
That's true? Okay, sir, thank you. Based on Mr. Guzman's admission that I moved to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Guzman, look to phase two of your hearing and determine whether your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we do that, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us all some background information. So just stay on the phone there, and we'll be back to talk with you and ask you some questions in just a moment. Mr. Westby.
On August 27, 2018, Mr. Guzman was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested November 25, 2018 by Phoenix PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on November 25, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of January 29, 2019, with 34 abscondes. Current conviction, 2018, burglary, third degree, 1 year. He has no prior convictions. This is his first time in DOC. CUIR score is a 3-3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrest, 2015, burglary third degree, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G1, V2.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. So, Mr. Guzman, back to you. We have a written summary of what occurred while you were on supervision, and it looks like you were approved to live at Vivre initially, at 2501 West Elm in Phoenix, but were discharged because you left the property without permission. And when you came back, you had opiates and methamphetamine in your system, sir. What happened there?
I have a substance abuse problem, and the problem was I was from Tucson. I never lived in Phoenix, and for some reason I got paroled to Phoenix, and I just had a hard time out there.
Did you know people out there, or were you just when you left Beaver, did you know people, or you just went out on the street and?
Essentially, it was people bringing it to the halfway house.
I see. Okay. All right. So then you went over, it looks like you were approved to go live over at TLC in Sunny Slope. And you got possibly discharged from there. It looks like that's the place you just disappeared. Where'd you go when you left there?
I just was homeless on the streets. I was at various different
locations. Okay, and were you using them when you left?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, were you working them all, sir?
No.
Okay, how were you getting funds to take care of yourself?
I would do like side jobs, like clean yards or, you know, just little odds and ends.
Okay, so you were working, you just weren't working on a steady place. You were. Okay.
I wasn't working at like a business establishment.
Exactly. What kind of work do you do, sir, normally?
I can do various things, a lot of food service, construction, okay. Landscaping, just, you know, pretty much anything. I'm a quick learner, so if I don't know it, usually I could learn it pretty quick.
Okay. All right. So what were you doing the day the Phoenix PD picked you up on November 25th? How come what draw them to drew you to their attention, I guess?
Well, honestly, I just looked out of place. I was at the Christown Mall, and I being on the streets, I didn't look as presentable as other people, I guess you'd say.
Okay, so they just came up and asked your name, or?
Yeah.
Okay, you were just outside. Okay. And did you think about calling your parole officer?
No, I didn't.
Because really, sir, they're really there to help you. I mean, they're a resource to you.
I honestly, what kind of upset me about the parole officer I had was, you know, I'm from Tucson and my family is not in the best of health, and I had asked him numerous times if I was able to transfer to Tucson, and he pretty much was telling me no, that was not allowed, and I didn't really get along with him too well. When I did ask for help, it seemed like he didn't care.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Anyone have a question? Okay, Mr. Grossman, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity, if there's anything you've thought of that you'd like the board to consider, anything you haven't already told us.
I don't really have much to say other than I understand that I violated my parole, and I'm willing to take the punishment of those actions. So that's pretty much all I have.
Okay, sir, thank you. Mr. Rusty has something to add.
Yes, I just want to speak for the record. I was reviewing the criminal notes with his parole officer, and this regarding his transfer request that he had to Tucson, when an offender is under sanctions for violations in that, no transfers are approved in the state.
Understood. Okay, so Mr. Guzman, that's the reason it wasn't approved, is because you had violated at the first location at Vidway by using opiates and methamphetamine, sir. And that's why the transfer wasn't approved. If that helps you make any sense of it, so. Okay, Mr. Guzman, the board is going to go into discussion, and we just ask that you stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be right back with you, sir.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board's not in discussion. Mr. Guzman got out and had trouble, got in trouble right away with using, and then chose to leave his other assigned location because he, I'm not sure why he did, but he said he just left. So he did abscond for 34 days and did not contact his parole officer. So I'm not finding him as a good candidate for return to community supervision, but I would listen to any input from parole board members. Okay, I'm going to make a motion then, based on information in warrant 2018W3212, our conversation with Mr. Guzman, information from Mr. Westby. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Guzman was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal laser company specifically by absconding for 34 days and also by using opiates and methamphetamine while on community supervision.
Second.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed, Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Canis. Okay, Mr. Guzman, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir, but we're showing you with a release date of January 29th. So you've got just about a little over 30 days left, sir, and at that point when you're released, you won't have a parole officer. You'll just be released. So we see that you have a very, very limited involvement in the criminal justice system. And I sure hope this, you know, has given you some thought and you'll steer clear of it. Not that we don't like you, but we hope we never have to talk with you again, sir. So we wish you the best of luck, a happy new year, and thank you for your hearings concluded. Thank you for participating today, sir. Could you give the phone back to the CO3?
Okay, thank you very much, and I hope you have a happy new year as well.
And so too, thanks.